Book 9, The Seance Sting. Now, our heroes are enlisted to become PIs, paranormal investigators. The local teens, it seems, have gotten mixed up with a medium.
Here they were, standing beside a spooky ancient graveyard, staring up at the sinister-looking Victorian mansion. A misty fog, thick as cotton candy, hung over the old decrepit house, the air heavy with mystery and the whispering of ghosts.
Meanwhile, Cupcake is at the library researching. The more she learns about seances, the more concerned she becomes.
Young, innocent minds have a tendency to believe everything. They can be easily taken advantage of, especially by the magician. Setting himself up as a medium, he'll have some major scam going down.
The scam does go down, but so does our hero's sting operation, until the series climax when the magician is confronted by 8 ghosts of his previous lives.
Rise, ye squad of away, with wicked schemes and ill-conceived conspiracies. We each contributed to the blemish on the soul that connects each of us, all 8 of us. 9, actually, counting the top-hatted scoundrel down there. This tunnel is trying to save you.
Save me? I don't want to be saved. I'm calling the shots here.
Think so? We will haunt you till your dying day.
A cold breeze turned the room into an igloo with the roof blown off. Images came, one after the other, without let-up, smothering him in his own evil deeds. It built up like a pool of sludge until...
Will a magician forego his ill-gotten gains and mend his evil ways? The exciting finale of The Magician's 9 Lives and How He Lost Them has the answers.